Exclusive, Representative Tom Tiffany. Republicans must attack Kamala's radical record because establishment media won't. By Bradley J. on September 13, 2024. Donald Trump's path to victory requires contrasting his policy agenda with Kamala Harris's radical record. Continue to repeat it, and bring it home, Representative Tom Tiffany. R.Y., told host Mike Slater during Tuesday's Breitbart News Daily. Tiffany told Slater that Harris's extreme left-wing positions such as eliminating private health insurance and fracking are deadly for her. But Trump, his surrogates, and everyday supporters must do the work the establishment media won't by getting the message out. He told Slater that he liked most of what Trump said during Tuesday night's ABC News presidential debate, although the president was at a clear disadvantage. The most noteworthy thing is that I call it the ABC debate, when we basically had a three-on-one, Tiffany said. I mean, it reminds me of all-star wrestling from back in my days when I was a kid. When the good guy, at some point, was standing in the middle of the ring and there'd be two or three people coming off the top rope going after him. ABC News moderators Lindsay Davis and David Muir intervened during Tuesday night's presidential debate to fact-check former President Donald Trump at least seven times, but never did so with Vice President Kamala Harris, despite her stating multiple lies. Tiffany said Americans want to adopt Harris's turn-the-page adage, but not as she posed it. Yeah, we want to turn the page, but it's from your policies, he said. Listen. Despite the media's breathless, and unsurprising, praise of Harris, the American people saw a different debate, in which Trump presented an alternative vision and policies far different from the Biden-Harris administration. It was another exposure of her, Tiffany said. You hear the inside the beltway people say, oh, God, she clearly won the debate. And in the inside the beltway jargon, yeah. She probably did win the debate, but that's not who's going to decide this election. The people out there in the real world heard a couple things from President Trump. We need to secure the border, and we've got to stop this inflation. Tiffany also credited Trump for highlighting the Biden-Harris administration's failed Afghanistan policy. Harris remarkably blamed her administration's Afghanistan debacle, in which 13 American service members were killed, on Trump. I thought his best answer was on Afghanistan, where he said, you were the guys that failed us there, and the American people I think hear that, at least those that are willing to hear it, and so we go on from here. And we continue to expose Vice President Harris for who she is. She is a radical leftist, just as President Trump said, Tiffany explained. Trump rightfully exposed that Harris supports transgender surgery in prisons for illegal aliens. But ABC debate fact-checkers erroneously told him he was wrong. Since the debate, Time admitted Trump was correct. As left-wing Slate reported on July 29, Harris has pushed transgender ideology for two decades. Tiffany agreed with Slater that it is important to support Trump for exposing Harris's radical record because the establishment media will continue to undercut him. There's one thing the American people detest. And I can tell you, the people in Wisconsin detest is when somebody is back at home and they're saying one thing, and then they vote differently in Washington, D.C., Tiffany told Slater. Now, we know the mainstream media is not going to deliver the message about how these people are two-faced and voting opposite what they're telling people back home. But this is our opportunity, in the final 7 weeks here, to be able to tell the American people and show the American people, especially with paid advertising, that these people are radical left. We need to just continue to repeat it and bring it home, he added. Tiffany described real consequences of the Biden-Harris open border hurting his home state of Wisconsin. When you see situations like what happened in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, just south of La Crosse, 5,400 people, and you've got a person that came in and beat a woman up that turns out to be a Venezuelan gang member in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and it's because in Madison, in Minneapolis, they would not issue a detainer because they're sanctuary cities. As we tell those stories across small-town America, especially small-town Wisconsin, I think Donald Trump's going to win Wisconsin. And if he wins Wisconsin, he's the next president. He elaborated on that tragic story, and how many others like it will impact the election. The police arrested a person in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. Turns out it was a Venezuelan gang member. The local police chief was able to figure out this guy had done the same thing, violent crime, in Madison. When he came across the border in El Paso in 2023, he went to Minneapolis. He was fencing stolen goods in Minneapolis. They did not ask for ICE to come in and remove him from the country because they're a sanctuary city. He goes on to Madison, and now it's no longer property crimes. It is crimes against people, where he's beating people up. And then somehow he gets to Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, which is maybe an hour to an hour and a half west of Madison. And he beats up a woman there and an underage girl. This is the stuff that's coming to all of America. I mean, think of Springfield, Ohio. This stuff is coming to Aurora, Colorado. This is coming to every place in America, if we don't stop it now. And we got to continue to deliver the message. Sadly, Tiffany had more stories from Wisconsin to relay that demonstrated the pain Americans are suffering from left-wing open border policies championed by the Biden-Harris administration. Whitewater, Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, they had a couple thousand of these people they brought in. And finally, the city officials sent a letter to the Biden administration months ago, saying, "We can't handle this. You've got to help us out here." In my district, far northern Wisconsin, about as far away from the border as you get, there's a guy that was here illegally in a little town, Abbotsford, Wisconsin, shot two underage children, shot or stabbed, to death, just in the last few months. There's a log truck driver way up in northern Wisconsin, Ladysmith, Wisconsin, got ran off the road. He's dead. His three daughters no longer have a father. Second offense drunk driver, illegal alien. Should have been removed with the first offense. No, they didn't do it. This is coming to everywhere in America. Tiffany believes Trump is wise to continue hammering what is happening in Springfield, Ohio. We always talk about how the Democrats sometimes seem to be playing chess and we're playing checkers, and we're not keeping up with him, he said. They actually took the bait on this. By covering this in regards to dogs and cats and geese, they have put a spotlight on Springfield now, where when you go beneath the surface of look at these crazy Republicans talking about the Haitians slaughtering geese and eating them or whatever. Well, first of all, they're all going to find out that it's true. But more importantly, it shines the light on Springfield, Ohio. And people are going, okay, so what's happening there? He said Americans understand the importation of 20,000 Haitians to a community of 60,000 people is extreme. Car accidents and everything. I mean, it's just bad. The social services are overrunning our kids' schools. I mean, they're not able to get an education because it's all people that have no grounding in the American society. Tiffany ended by encouraging people to vote early if possible and encouraging Trump supporters to encourage others to get to the polls. Go talk to hunters that only vote occasionally. Those guys are so busy hunting in the fall, tell them they've got to vote here in this election, he said. And young people are free agents this election, Mike, they've seen the disastrous inflation. They can't afford rent, much less being able to buy a home. They're free agents. We Republicans can win them. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.